We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Hey, this is Puka Nacua, and you're listening to Roster Watch.
Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the epic Roster Watch Dynasty Show. I am Cody Carpentier, joined as always by the Trash Man. And today we're going to be talking you through a Dynasty Startup mock draft. What better season than now to draft your way through a Dynasty Startup, get dialed in what feels like a little bit of a lull period. But if you're a true Dynasty degenerate, the Combine's next week, Pro Days are upcoming, and of course the NFL Draft. So lots of rookie conversation. We may even draft a rookie or two. Trash Man, how you doing?
Can't complain. Ready to rock.
All right, if you're ready to rock, let's pop this thing up on the screen. I'll take down this cockamamie overlay, and we'll get the draft. And what we're going to do today, we're going to do – I mean, I'm cool. We haven't really talked about exactly how we're going to do this, but one quarterback PPR, is that cool?
Yeah.
One quarterback PPR. If you guys want our Dynasty rankings, you go over to rosterwatch.com. You can become a pro or a premium member today, and you can get that Dynasty top 250. But for today, we're going to talk through, again, both of our rankings go into the top 250. We don't see eye to eye on everything. So that's why I think it's good to do a mock here. We're going to try and make this be 12 separate teams, but it's going to be hard for me, Trash Man, to draft a guy at 1 or 3 and 5 and like not – full-blown act like this is all one team. But hey, it's going to be fun here. Trashman, I do want to give you the 101, though. So let's get underway. One quarterback. We're going to do two rounds. We'll do PPR, startup, mock draft.
All right. With the first pick, got to go with the soon-to-be richest wide receiver. I mean, well, the richest contracted wide receiver in the history of the NFL. I'm going with Ja'Marr Chase here.
So this week we got a note that T. Higgins is likely to be back. What's that?
Franchise.
We've seen the success, obviously, that they've had together. Are you in any way, shape, or form like nothing? It doesn't do anything for you as far as Dynasty goes? Like, you already have Ja'Marr Chase where he's at, but this doesn't do anything for you?
You mean for Higgins?
For the Chase shares. Like, Higgins is obviously still going to be there. Like, does this do anything to the Ja'Marr Chase thought process? Like, Higgins departed, would that only further justify you having Ja'Marr Chase 101? Or, you know, with Higgins staying there, does that make you waver at all?
No, why would it? It hasn't made me waver in the past with him there. I think in some ways it's good for Chase to have Higgins on the other side of the field. You know, take some attention away from him. I mean, we've seen it work. I mean, it's a tried and true formula. Like, I don't see why it would change anything involving Chase. I mean, maybe if anything changes, it might be once he gets all that money. You know, we've seen it happen with players before where they're not quite as driven. But Chase is, I mean, you know, I have to think that Chase will buck that trend. Just thinking about the type of player he is, you know, he's a quiet guy. He lets his play speak for itself on the field. I think it's going to be par the course for Ja'Marr Chase this season.
Number two overall pick. I'm going to go ahead and, you know, part of me kind of wants to tickle the fancy of Malik Nabers here, but I'm just going to go ahead and go with Justin Jefferson, who had, you know, Ja'Marr Chase was top five in explosive plays last year. Justin Jefferson was number one with 25 explosive plays playing with Sam Darnold. We've seen Justin Jefferson year over year just continue to build this thing out. He, of course, had the mega third year, 1,800 yards before he got hurt in his fourth year, which had been 2023, missed some games, but then bounced right back and finished for a fourth consecutive season as a top five fantasy points per game player.
At the worried about the quarterback situation at all?
I am. That's the thing. I'm actually super worried about the quarterback situation, just because I think it's going to be McCarthy.
Yeah.
But I wonder if this Sam Darnold thing has any legs. We're going to see, I think, over the course of the next month, obviously. I kind of want it to be McCarthy, because I think he'll latch on to that player in Jefferson a little bit more, just being like, that's like, he's a de facto rookie. He's got a good attachment to a guy like Jefferson. Jefferson wants to have a good relationship, so he gets his 180 targets. So I'm gonna hold pat for now. But I'll be honest with you, Trash Man. If Matthew Stafford goes to the Giants, or if Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders go to the Giants, and we see early on that there's success from the rookies, I might bump Nabers. And I think if Stafford goes, I might just bump Nabers directly.
Okay. Speaking of, I'll just go ahead with the next pick. I'll just put Malik Nabers there. I mean, I think if there is a player who's dynamic enough to make, you know, a lot of their own plays as a wide receiver, it's Malik Nabers. We've seen him do it with the Giants already his rookie season. I think the quarterback situation will only improve there. So I like Malik Nabers, a playmaker, game breaker, heart taker.
One quarterback. There's the first three: Chase, Jefferson, Nabers. Kind of in line with what we think. We do have one more receiver in here that I have thoughts about, and I it makes sense that the Dallas Cowboys might add another receiver. And his name could potentially be Stephon Diggs, given his brother Trevon Diggs plays for the team, and he said how much he wants to play with him. I'll be interested if that actually comes to fruition. And
Cowboys added more old receivers.
I think that helps. I think that helps Lamb, though. So I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm not going to go running back. I'm going to take CeeDee Lamb here. I'm going to plug him in at the 104. And again, this is a guy that's age 26 season, right now. I'm just going to go ahead and ride it with CeeDee Lamb. I know who he is. I know what he is. I know that the Cowboys want to win with him, with Dak, and hopefully with, you know, one of these stud running backs. If they bring in another receiver like a Diggs, I'll take it because he's not a better receiver than Lamb is. Few people are. Obviously, that's why he's the fourth player on this list. I'm just going to go ahead and ride with what I know. And what I know is CeeDee Lamb is a stud, and he's going to get me 20 fantasy points on a weekly basis, more than likely.
Boycotting the Cowboys.
Hey, you do you. And that burns you. It doesn't burn me. They burn you.
I mean, considering we're just in the first round, there won't be another Cowboy. Actually, probably for a while if we were actually. So, I don't think it's going to be.
I could take Rico Dowdle in the third round.
With the fifth pick. It's got to be my boy Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
Arguably the most dynamic back. I know Alex loves Bijan in Atlanta, but Gibbs just keeps on producing with another really good running back in the backfield as well. I mean, I don't think pound for pound there's a more dynamic young running back in the league right now. There might be some entering the league this season. But you know, I mean, I guess you could argue Saquon Barkley, but Jahmyr Gibbs for my money.
hard to argue with it. We made this move in the dynasty rankings, or I should say you made the move. I'm still kind of being a coward, and I have Bijan one spot ahead of him. But overall, we do have Jahmyr Gibbs just a tick ahead of Bijan Robinson in the big dynasty rankings. I'm not going to make a big conversation out of it. I think these two guys are side by side right now. I think there's going to be a name potentially rearing his head.
It's a better offense too.
And yes, it's a much better offense. I think I'm going to probably make – why I like doing stuff like this, especially like now time of year, is because I can make these conversations between you and I, between me and other people, between you and other people, and all of a sudden we make an adjustment, right? And the thing is these guys are right here. I think the process is to go with the Gibbs side of things, especially when there's incompetence on the other side, which is, I would say, the Atlanta Falcons a little bit incompetence. But I'm going to go with Bijan here because I do love incompetence. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to go Bijan here because I love the talent of Bijan Robinson. I think Michael Penix is a guy that's going to help this offense continue to build, continue to get better. They, of course, love themselves some Drake London. Kyle Pitts is there still. And of course, Bijan Robinson, who continues to just take over the backfield. And when you're building a dynasty, I mean, you're looking at
taking it over.
What's that?
Is he taking it over?
Taking what over? The backfield.
The backfield.
I mean, dude, he almost had 1,500 yards last year and 300 carries. Like, I mean, Tyler Allgeier is. I love me some Tyler Allgeier, but like,
it's just the sake of the argument. Is he really taking over that backfield from Allgeier? He took it over.
He had 300 carries last year and 60 receptions. So, I'll say he took it over. I will say also, I think the Allgeier thing actually might sort of brace any potential impact. Like, we've talked about this running back class in 2025 is like literally 20 to 25 deep of guys that we think can be contributors. I think having Allgeier on that roster with Bijan, he's got one more year under contract. It kind of protects him.
All right.
I don't know. Does Tyler Allgeier protect Bijan from getting a rookie in the first four rounds more than David Montgomery protects Gibbs from getting a rookie in the first four rounds?
Perhaps.
I think so. If I'm the Lions, I might draft I don't know. If some value is there in the fourth round, then I might get a Damian Martinez or something.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you could maybe plug and play any big body back coming in than worth his salt in the draft. You know, a counterpunch to Gibbs.
All right, you're up at 107.
Okay. For me, man, and do I need to I'll do this because I have him here already. And that's Breece Hall. I kind of wanted to get my boy Bucky Irving somewhere up in this range just to
You're crazy.
Just
you're crazy.
Ruffle some feathers, but I'll keep it Breece Hall for my next pick. Although, you know, it's another situation where we don't really know what's going to be happening at quarterback. We have some good pieces there on that offense, but there's going to be a lot of new things. Regarding regarding that organization this coming season. So I guess Hall, that's the one tried and true thing that they do have going for them. Will be Breece Hall and hopefully a healthy Breece Hall.
I'm going to go ahead right here at the 108 and I'm going to plug in the rookie. We do not have our rookies yet in the top 250. I think we'll probably do that after the combine. I think we'll probably have that conversation and start plugging those guys in after the combine. I'm going to plug Ashton Jeanty in right here. The rookie from Boise State, the all world, you know, some people think a Heisman snub, Ashton Jeanty here at the 108. And I will say, Trash Man, when I look over at – so Keep Trade Cut's a good site to kind of get a feel for where the consensus may have these guys. Like, it's a kind of a consensus dynasty ranking, I guess is the best way to put it. You go in there and you can – like, they give you three guys and you'll say Keep Trade Cut. And they just kind of have like an algorithm that builds it. builds into it. Right now, keep trade cut. Ashton Jeanty is the running back three, just a couple notches ahead of the Saquon and Breece Hall and Devon Achane tier. He's like five players better than the field there, like five receivers better and stuff. So
you have to, I mean, you have to take these kind of chances in fantasy, especially in dynasty when they're there. I mean, I think you're going to hit more often than you're going to miss the Jeanty. So I don't hate that.
Do you think that there's a spot? So we're drafting this thing pre-combine, but people are going to be doing startups pre-draft. So you're still not going to know a landing spot. Like I think we have a better idea, of course, of how Jeanty's going to test than we do of where he's going to get drafted. But the thought is he's probably going to be a top 15 pick more than likely. And I guess my one question will be, is like a New Orleans, if New Orleans drafts him, it kind of forces the hand to cut Kamara this summer. Dallas is obviously a gold mine of a landing spot, it feels like. If they can continue to build that offensive line, like, is there any spots where like you could potentially get nuked if you took him here in the first round of a startup this spring?
Oh man.
So like I've seen people talk about Vegas at six, which I think is a bit high. The Jets at seven, which literally was a mock by like a well-known mock NFL draft analyst. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I think that's a little bit cocky, maybe.
Yeah.
New Orleans at nine, Dallas at 12, and after that, it pretty much falls down to like Denver at 20, which I think he's going to be. I think if he gets to 12, he's gone at 12.
I mean, I don't think any of those situations nuke you. I think he could thrive in any of those situations.
All right.
Yeah, I don't see. Do you see any of those situations being bad for him potentially?
New Orleans, I think is obviously he'll be successful in it, but I think that New Orleans, like, just they're $50 million in the hole. They've been in the hole for the last 5 years. It seems like they've just been kicking the can down the road, and I just wonder if you spend a first round pick, and I just finished my pre combine mock draft, NFL mock draft. It'll be up on the site either tomorrow or over the weekend. And I put Jeanty to the Saints. And the thought is that if they do that, they can get out of that Kamara contract and save some money at least. And it gives you reason to get rid of Kamara if you can replace him with this. But from a team building standpoint, I think it's a horrible decision to draft a Jeanty to replace a Kamara when at the running back position specifically, when you have so many other holes in your roster that I wonder if it potentially nukes his upside on a bad team like that.
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I think he would get so many touches in that offense that if we like somebody like a Bijan.
yeah, that's fair.
Then, yeah, I don't see why we wouldn't like Jeanty there.
All right, 109.
I'll go ahead and I'll put my boy Jaden Daniels. I got to do it. I think we should put a quarterback in here. And I think if there's a quarterback to put in here, I think it's Jaden Daniels. I mean, just one of the most, I mean, if not the most efficient seasons for a rookie quarterback in history. I mean, he made Tom Brady look pedestrian with some of his numbers in his rookie season. You know, of course, there's always the chance that there's a sophomore slump, so to speak. I mean, we've seen it in San Francisco. But I think Daniels continues to thrive in that offense. I think they continue to put pieces around him to help him thrive. I mean, he did this with a kind of a plug and play receiving core.
Yeah.
Outside of Terry. And so like, I think they find him another receiver. I think maybe they get some more running back help too. I mean, I think maybe they get some more tight end help too. I mean, they could bolster that position. So I think Jaden Daniels is going to get better and not better, but just maybe more productive from a fantasy standpoint. And he's so young and he's so poised already. Looks like he's a 10-year veteran. Just so unflappable there under center. for Washington, and I hate it as a Cowboys fan because we're toast for the foreseeable future. But I can't hate it. I mean, I like Daniels so much that like watching the Commanders win with him under center, it doesn't hurt me. And I think he's the quarterback of the future for the NFL, the face of the NFL.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And they have a lot of openings at the wide receiver position this year. I think Alamide Zaccheaus is gone, Jamison Crowder, De'Ami Brown, KJ Osborne. It's all wide open outside of Luke McCaffrey, and Terry McLaurin. So, I mean, there's potential for a receiver at the end of round one. You look at how deep this running back class is. I think you nailed it. And then Ben Sinnott, don't forget about him from Kansas State. We liked him as an athletic tight end last year, who hopefully takes over for Zach Ertz this year, because Zach Ertz was – well, he was a good leader and a good player. He's not a very dynamic asset. 110 in the 1QB, 2-round dynasty startup here. Pre-combine is when we're doing this thing. I'm going to go with – I only got two more guys in my top 10. I'm going to go with one that I guess is a little bit of a reach here. Keep Trade Cut has him as wide receiver 11, 19th overall. I don't care. I love Jaxon Smith-Njigba from Seattle. I think he showed us towards the back end of the season this last year kind of what he was. I think that there's real potential that we see Tyler Lockett depart Seattle this coming year. 137 targets, 100 receptions. He finished 17th overall in points per game in fantasy football. I know it's not great, 14.9 fantasy points per game. Only had 6 touchdowns, but I do think there's continued room for growth for Jaxon Smith-Njigba, like we saw at Ohio State, where he's got 230 targets in 2 seasons now to kind of continue to build on that resume. We've seen him have mega games, whether it was against New England, 117 yards, 180 against the Rams. He's had these mega games, and I think they can continue coming down for us in fantasy football. So I'm going to go Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I don't feel great about it, but I do like my long-term projection here with Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Okay. Yeah, you and Alex do love Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Hey, you did too at one point. I think you comped him to Amon-Ra St. Brown at one point.
I did. I mean, I think for me, what I didn't love about him coming into the league was the situation he's in, and it played out that way.
Yep.
Initially. But yeah, I did think he's a good player. Another player where I think is good, and I just got to get him in. And I know I'm maybe going to get roasted for this, but it's Bucky Irving of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers starting as the 2-punch of the 1-2 punch for the Buccaneers, next to Rashad White, over 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns, his rookie season. It's just his dynamic playmaking. It's just so evident there on field. This is going to be another good offense for the Buccaneers. And just like, yeah, like I was saying, over 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns in his rookie season at starting as the number two back for the Buccaneers. So, you know, coming into the next season, him being arguably the 1A to Rashad White's 1B, I think he gets more opportunity. You know, people say he's small, maybe he doesn't, but he's got another back to trade off some of those touches with. So I don't see Bucky Irvin taking a step back this season. I see him taking a step forward, and he's shown himself to be one of the best backs in the NFL.
I'm not going to comment on it. We've talked about the Bucky Irving thing on a number of other shows. I think it's pretty clear he's kind of taken this role over from Rashad White. I think he had 1,600 all-purpose yards this past year. You have him obviously a little bit higher than I do in the overall rankings. I still got him as a top 40 player. You got him as a top 10 player. Keep Trey Cut back last season. He was. And you know what? I think Keep Trey Cut may be a good splitter here. So overall in our top 250, because you have him at 8 and I have him at 35, he's about 21.5 in our overall dynasty rankings. Keep Trey Cut, 28. But running back 7. So it's like – it's – again – I love the take. I love the bullishness on Bucky here. I love it because this offense continues to score points, whether it's Dave Canales, whether it's Liam Cohen. They still have Baker Mayfield. They're still going to have Godwin back this year, Mike Evans, Jalen McMillan. They still have a potent offense with a great offensive line. So I can't get mad at this thing after I just took Jackson Smith and Jigba, who isn't exactly the alpha in his own offense. So there it is, Bucky Irving. And number 12, I mean, it's non-tight end premium. It's just single PBR. But here's the thing, Trash Man. I'm going to go ahead and do the thing here with Brock Bowers. I'm going to put the tight end on the board. I'm generally an anti-tight end guy. Like in rookie drafts, I'll be the guy that waits until the 306. 306, 307 historically has been like my spot in rookie drafts. Like I'm just not going to do it until then. That's where I see I'll take the athletic tight end that falls to me, the Ben Sinnott at 306. Jatavion Sanders fell there a couple times last year as well, which didn't deserve to do, but he did fall there. I'm going to take Brock Bowers here at the 112, and I feel good about it because there's people mock drafting. Like I brought up Ashton Jeanty a minute ago to the Raiders at 6. They're mocking Tetterell McMillan there at 6. I see obviously quarterback being mocked there at 6. You look at what Pete Carroll's history is as the coach in Seattle, and like I think he was like the executive VP or something of personnel. Between 2010 and 2023, he only drafted one quarterback, running back, or wide receiver in round one. That was Rashad Penny in 2018. John Spytek, the new GM who came from Tampa in 8 years in personnel, on the personnel side of things for the Buccaneers, he never drafted a quarterback, running back, or wide receiver in round one. And I think when you think back to Seattle and Tampa over the course of the last decade, decade and a half, Russ was obviously a middle round hit. Tampa hasn't exactly had a great quarterback, but they haven't, like, they've had reason to draft quarterback early. They just haven't done it. And you also talk about running back and receiver. Penny's the only one there. So I really don't think that there's going to be a real running back or wide receiver of consequence, like the Ashton Jeanty or the Tet McMillan's going to come in there and compete for targets with the Brock Bowers anymore. So I'm just going to plug him in here. Brock Bowers at the 112. That's round one. Jamar Chase goes first overall, Justin Jefferson number two, Malik Nabers number three, CeeDee Lamb number four, Jahmyr Gibbs number five, Bijan Robinson number six, Breece Hall number seven, rookie Ashton Jeanty, eighth overall in the Dynasty Startup 1 QB mock, Jaden Daniels ninth, Jackson Smith and Jigba 10th, Trashman takes his guy Bucky Irving, and I finish it out with Brock Bowers at 12th overall. The second round, we're going to speed up a little bit. We're going to get through it faster. We appreciate y'all clicking that like button, click subscribe, being here on YouTube. If you're on podcast, please leave a 5-star review and continue to tap in. We see you guys in the chat. Snowman, Jamie, Alex, Steel Bill, who dat? We appreciate you guys jumping here. One question from the chat. We'll take it right here from Alex Sanborn. Not to cover up your face. Sorry about that, Trash Man. But he says, 12-team startup, start 10, pick one. JSN, Garrett Wilson, the 102, or Laporta with an extra point per catch for tight end. So JSN, Wilson, the 102, which I'm assuming is 1QB. I'm assuming that's going to be like your Amari and Hampton or your Tet McMillan, or Laporta. For me, it's JSN.
JSN, yeah. I mean, it seems pretty clear and cut.
All right, there it is. Let's go. Round two. We'll do a little more rapid fire here in round two, try to get this thing out of here so we're not here for too long for you guys.
Well, we're doing two of them now. Wow.
Well, I said two rounds to begin, but let's just speed through this thing. We'll just go rapid fire, not too much analysis. We'll get through the second round.
Okay.
You're up at the 201.
All right, for me next, it's Amon-Ra St. Brown. Another Lion, another player on a great offense, but I mean, maybe not even the best receiver on his team, to be honest, at this point. But his usage is almost second to none for wide receivers, and he's just so versatile. Let's keep going. Sorry.
You're good. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to take Puka Nacua. I think we both have him next in our overall rankings. I'm going to go Puka Nacua. I think Cooper Kupp obviously is going to depart. We'll see what happens with Stafford. Even if Stafford departs, I think that they're going to bring a quarterback in that can run this offense, and I don't think it hurts Puka Nacua as much. I even debated Puka at JSN, and that's coming from someone that has Puka ranked a little bit lower than I should. So I think I'm going to make that adjustment as the show ends.
Yeah. After that, for me, I know, and this is where we have a big discrepancy. It's Brian Thomas Jr., the Jaguars. I mean, 1,200 yards, over 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns in his rookie season. I kind of did it under the radar. I mean, not a lot of talk about Brian Thomas Jr. He just did it every week. He just plug and play. Set and forget him there. I'm the Jaguars for the Jaguars, and I think his situation is going to get better this season.
All right, I'm going to go back to quarterback here. You took the first one off the board. I'm going to go ahead and take Josh Allen. I think these guys are pretty razor close together. I still have Josh a touch ahead of Jaden. But I mean, I think that's going to probably change as long as we see the sophomore slump not come through and rear its head. So I'm going to go Josh Allen here. Continues to make the conference championship, continues to fall on his face, but we'll see if Keon Coleman can take a step forward and maybe they'll draft.
It's like a Buffalo Bill.
I think they're going to draft like a Matthew Golden or something, man. I think that's going to be – I think they're going to get some more weaponry here for Josh Allen. I think where more fantasy points are coming.
You don't think they would bring Diggs back?
Why bring back Diggs when you can just get the younger Diggs and Matthew Golden?
That's an argument for sure. All right. After that, we have – who do I have? I have another quarterback – I'll go ahead and pull the trigger on it. That's CJ Stroud. I know he had a down year there in Houston, but he's going to get a new offensive coordinator. Hopefully the Texans continue to shore up that offensive line. I mean, that continues to be the Achilles heel for the Texans and the Texans offense in particular. Get more protection for CJ Stroud. That is the name of the game. He's a monumental quarterback. He could be up there. I mean, we saw it in his rookie season. He could be up there with the Josh Allens and the Jalen Hurts. He just needs to be protected. Get him some protection, and you will see that out of Stroud.
All right, we'll go to the 206. Now we got three quarterbacks at the board, Daniels, Allen, Stroud. I sort of want to think about Jalen Hurts here. I'm a little worried about that situation.
Well, just because they don't need to use him as much. I mean, they have. Well,
I know it. Saquon's like too. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go ahead and just take the next guy. I'm going to skip Hurts. I'm going to move him down my rankings after the show, and I'm going to take Trey McBride. I'm going to go another tight end here. I think Trey McBride is an absolute demon at the tight end position, and I don't think Arizona is in a spot where they feel the need to take another receiver. They obviously took Trey Benson last year. We'll see if they spend a late round pick on a running back. Marvin Harrison's obviously there. Michael Wilson, I think they like. I think the weaponry stays pretty pat where it's at, and I think McBride continues to eat with 100 plus targets year after year.
Okay. I mean, there are a lot of quarterbacks I could take with the next pick, but I'm kind of overtaking quarterbacks there. I'm going to go with James Cook. Another undervalued player as far as I'm concerned. 16 touchdowns this past season. I mean, he was the main cog in the Bills offense. And, you know, he's smallish, whatever. They have other backs, whatever. He still produces. I mean, he's like his brother. I mean, we saw the pedigree in his brother Dalvin. I don't know why we're doubting James. He's on a better team than Dalvin ever was on. And then 16 touchdowns. He gets the opportunities and over 1,000 yards on the ground. You add in his pass catching ability. He's a premier running back in the NFL. And he's 25.
I think he's got a couple more years of just being a dog. So I like this. I think there's some people out there that believe the Bills are going to try and take a running back high. It doesn't make any sense to me. So I like where you got James Cook here at the 207, 208. I'm going to stick at the running back position, and I'm going to go Devon Achane. I think Achane is kind of – we talked about the Bijan Robinson-Algier thing earlier. I think he's a little inside of a cooler, and you have warmth around you. What's the – insulated. He's insulated.
I mean, no more Mostert.
I think he's insulated by Jalen Wright. I think they like Jalen Wright. I like Jalen Wright. And I think that Achane has proved himself. Yes, they'll probably draft a running back, but I don't think it'll be in the first three or four rounds. So I think he's pseudo insulated by Jalen Wright and by his dynamism.
Okay, that's fair. I guess I'm going to have to move some of these quarterbacks back because I still don't want to pick another one of them right now. I'm going to go. I got to go with my boy, Jonathan Taylor.
I was thinking about it. That was my next pick, man.
Yeah. I mean, still young, you know. I mean, for a running back, he's middle-aged, I guess. But compared to a lot of other skill players in the NFL, he's still young, still got a lot of gas in the tank. That quarterback situation there in Indianapolis, it kind of worries me. A lot could go wrong, or continue to go wrong, rather. We hope that Anthony Richardson takes a step forward. I'm rooting for the guy, and we know the talent is there. We just haven't seen him put it together for a full season. But JT, still the dog in that offense, and he's still relatively young. My next pick, Jonathan Taylor.
All right, I'm going to go rookie here. I'm not going to take Tet McMillan. I'm going to take Omarion Hampton, running back, North Carolina. I think Omarion Hampton potentially gets first-round draft capital here in April. He had back-to-back 1,500-yard seasons in the ACC with 15 touchdowns in each season. Only four players have ever done that. Shout out to Theo Greminger for this stat. Lamar Jackson, Dalvin Cook, Travis Etienne, and Omarion Hampton. Those four players have the only ones with 1,500 yards and 15 touchdowns in back-to-back seasons in the ACC.
Do you think that if Dallas misses on Jeanty, that Hampton would even be in the conversation?
At 12? Gosh, that would be just gnarly. That would be just too sick. I think it's debatable. I think Travion Henderson is high on a lot of people's boards at running back two in this draft in the NFL circles. I know Omarion Hampton is at least up there in the 2 and 3 conversation. I don't know if he would. I don't know if anybody. I mean, it's all team dependent. Dallas, it would depend. I think they might. They might. They have to be in the right mood. The right players have to be off the board. They'd have to like. I would say the D tackles would have to be gone, like Walter Nolan and Mason Graham. Kenneth Grant would have to be gone. Jeanty would have to be gone. And then probably Kelvin Banks would have to be gone. And then they could probably do it. It would have to be so pure, though, for it to happen. Gosh, that would be sick.
That would be really sick. My next pick. Okay, I'll put one of these quarterbacks. I've just been like moving back. I mean, I gotta get my boy Lamar Jackson there. 28, which I guess for a quarterback is young these days. I mean, in on the grand scheme of things,
depends on the play style, right? I don't know. Is Lamar going to play till he's 40?
I think he could. I mean, he becomes more and more of a pocket passer. You know,
I would love to see graybeard Lamar Jackson.
I don't know if he can grow a beard, like a full one. It'd kind of be spotty, but mine's kind of spotty too. It's hard sometimes. But yeah, Lamar Jackson there. I mean, he's just, again, like Daniels, he's just one of these players who's just kind of unflappable. There under center, doesn't get too worked up, just produces. He kind of had his heart taken in the playoffs this year. I mean, if not for bad drops from Mark Andrews, one in particular, I mean, we could be talking about the Ravens being in the Super Bowl. So I feel like Lamar Jackson, his ability, I mean, he's like Daniels, but more mobile. He's a little bit older, and I guess that's the one knock against him. But I think he's got potentially another decade in him. They have good protection there in Baltimore form, at least right now. And he's got so many weapons. I mean, and they seem to keep making all the right personnel moves in Baltimore. And I think he continues to soar there.
Trash man, there's one guy that I'm going to take right here to finish this thing out. I forgot to paste Lamar in here. Here he is. Oh, my bad. Bad radio. The one player that I'm going to take right here that I know we both loved as prospects, and I just learned right now that we are lower on consensus than consensus as a duo here. So you have him 24th overall. I have him 22nd overall. He's right there at the end of round two, technically, for us in the dynasty rankings. And I'm going to take him here with the last pick. He's 13th overall on keep, trade, cut, wide receiver 8, soon to be 26 years old, and the only stud receiver attached to his young stud quarterback. I'm going to go ahead and take our boy Nico Collins with the 24th overall pick right here. Is there still hope for Nico Collins?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, if there's still hope for C.J. Stroud, there's hope for Nico Collins. I mean, I wish it was Tank Dell.
Sad.
I'm sorry for that kid. But yeah, Nico Collins. It's funny because coming into the draft process with Collins, he wasn't a guy that, you know, I mean, I remember writing the review on him, and I thought he had all the intangibles, but I didn't think he would be as good as he has been in the NFL. He didn't really show that in his college career. He should, you know, he had flashes, but you know, not on like a week to week kind of number one receiver late like we've seen out of Collins. But no, I like this, and I like it more than, you know, putting a Drake London there or something. so it's a good pick.
I thought about Marv. I thought about Drake London. I thought about Saquon a little bit, but I ended up on Nico there. So for the podcast audience that listening along, round two was Amon-Ra St. Brown, the 201, followed by Puka Nacua, Brian Thomas, Josh Allen, C.J. Stroud, Trey McBride, James Cook, Devon Achane, Jonathan Taylor, the rookie Amarian Hamden from North Carolina at the 210, Lamar Jackson at the 211, and Nico Collins at the 212. One question from the chat, and we'll get out of here. Jamie Pirog put one in here earlier. Because I took Amarian at 210, he says, do you think if you take Tet at 210, Hampton would be available at the 303 in Dynasty? I mean, it all depends on your league, man. It all depends on who believes in what Amarian Hampton is. I have Amarian Hampton rather high in comparison, I think, to the world or consensus. A lot more people would take Tet. There are even some people that would bring in Travion Henderson, people like Caleb Johnson. It all depends, I think, on your draft.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, and I think it also depends on where they land team-wise. I mean, that's going to make all the difference. I mean, because then you could have somebody like a JSN, you know, who lands on Seattle, and then you don't like that situation, and that can change the whole profile of that draft.
There it is. We appreciate each and every one of you guys in the chat that has tapped into the Dynasty Show, Roster Watch, Dynasty Show. You can catch everything over at rosterwatch.com. The Dynasty Top 250. All of the rookie spotlights are up from Trashman, Alex, and myself, or at least they're getting their way up, I should say, onto the board. We'll be back tomorrow, maybe, or Saturday, I guess. I think we're going to do a Combine preview show. And then next week we'll be at the Combine. So we appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Trashman, any final thoughts?
This is harder than I thought it was going to be. That's probably a good thing.
That's why we do it, though, to have the conversations, to build and to iterate through the Dynasty rankings. Go get them. Rosterwatch.com, top 250. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And we'll see you next week.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.